Hi Nayo, welcome to our studio.
Thank you very much, it's a pleasure to be here.
You announce on AVNet and you also send a letter to friends and family for the fundraising for the Japanese garden.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. Yeah. With Jyoti, you started that project in Botanical Garden, I think, 2 or 3 years back, right?
Yes, we did. Started, I'd say, about 3 years ago, we started to kind of plan the idea. And originally it was me who kind of came forward. I was relatively new in the botanical gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Paul, and he was very open to it. And also I'd had the idea of this years before, but never manifested it. So I talked to Jyoti, and he was open to doing the design. So we started talking about doing this project, mm-hmm. and he worked on the design, and so we slowly, little by little...
Where the idea came from? Because you were exploring mostly, as far as I remember, last 11 years peace here in Oroville, yeah? Jyoti was really active in international zone with Japanese pavilion.
For me, it began, I guess, simply from different perspectives, is that I've always had an interest in Japanese gardens for mm-hmm. some reason. I don't know a lot about the Japanese garden, or I didn't at the time. And I just had that interest, so I thought it would be interesting to work also for me personally on something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the motivating feature and the attractive quality is that this garden is usually done with a very different spirit behind it. It's not just kind of creating a garden. You really have to be close with nature and to really work on it from the spiritual aspect and working with the features of the landscape and understanding how the proportions of stone and green and water and all these features come together harmoniously. And it's really an ancient teaching, you know, behind this.
Like, so I think 5,000 years culture, no?
Yeah,
something,
I mean, it's
somewhere there.
It's very old. And even it goes further, it comes really originally from China. So mm-hmm. it has these influences from different parts of Asia. And so for me, it was really that first interest, but also coming from what his mother has said, actually, about Japan
mm-hmm.
and the quality, which many people know that she said Japanese culture represents beauty. And she said something about basically Japanese gardens that it's especially a beautiful thing, gardening in Japan. Something to that effect.
It's highly aesthetic, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's based on spirituality or religion?
No, I wouldn't. I can't say in terms of the foundations of it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not, I wouldn't say it's based on religion, but I would say it's based on a sort of, I think there maybe have been some Buddhist or meditative elements sort of introduced.
Mm-hmm.
But the Japanese culture also had these close relationship with the nature spirits. You know, they mm-hmm. speak about them in gardening, but also in many of the other aspects of the culture. And so there's these specialized names for all of these different nature spirits and garden spirits. And so I don't, again, I'm not an expert on all of that. I don't know enough to share much. But I would say there's just that spirit element behind for many garden makers in the Japanese tradition.
If I think about the Japanese garden, actually the Zen...
Sure.
Zen's philosophy comes to my mind, and
yeah,
it's actually really precise. It's not just it's highly aesthetic. It does have spirit behind, but it's actually really precise. It's like it goes to millimeters. You know, it does matter, right?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
the elements are, how high or how wide.
Yeah, the details of every little thing, even you know the existence of a weed here, and you know we have to be very precise about things. But there's also elements of where. Like I was speaking with Jyoti the other day, and he said, sometimes we have something that looks very perfect, symmetrical, but then they intentionally put something off just for the sort of impression that it's not perfect, nothing is perfect, that kind of aspect. So there's elements of that.
So only the creator is the most perfect thing, but we humans, we are still imperfect, eh?
I would say something like that. They tried to
a mistake, yeah?
Sure, yeah, they put that in for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm still not not an expert at all, but it's like Zen gardens, they, I would say a lot of them speak to them in terms of being contemplative garden, like it's a meditative garden. So it's not really religious and doesn't have to be spiritual in the sense that we might understand it, but other people just go to bring themselves into a more peaceful state. Because I know many people who are not spiritual at all who still appreciate very much that sort of
quality. But it's the quality of millenniums long culture, yeah? Which goes really way, and for the Western, it's probably hard to grasp where it's actually coming from. When did you start to work at Botanical Garden? You started with this project or you worked with them before?
No, I've worked in Oroville. I worked first in the Matramandir Gardens for about 5 years. Then I left for 1 year and I was working with the Unity Pavilion on some peace research. I had been the caretaker there also with the started doing the peace meditation there with the peace table there.
Especially so, when in 2011, when they inaugurated the peace table, the other part, you started with peace meditations on Thursdays.
Right? Yeah, around that time. And now in the Hall of Peace, we continue that. So I have that connection to peace, and that's what we're bringing into the Japanese garden. It's sort of that element of silence and peace. But I started working in the botanical gardens in 2014. Mm-hmm. So it's been 4.5, almost 5 years. And I first worked on the labyrinth, which is the circular sort of meditative walk way. Oh. And that was not my idea. It was already sort of in process. They were already marking the area. And just by default, I showed up and said, okay, I volunteered to sort of coordinate the building of it. Mm-hmm. And so we've done that, and I continue to sort of monitor and
you need to
do
be maintained,
some
work. No?
You have to always maintain what's
prune all the time so that keep the shape. Right?
So that's I still work on that, but then moved into the Japanese garden slowly, just as
how
it was
did
possible.
You connect to Jyoti?
Jyoti, I've known for many years. I would say probably. In some way through the Matramandir garden work, not that he was working there, but there was also when the controversy came up with the benches and this part of the garden, he was part of the group that was sort of a study group looking into solutions for that. So I was connected to him from that, but I also knew him even before that, and probably through the Unity Pavilion
because
and the International Zone, because I was there, working there, living there also. So,
So you two connected and started to brainstorm.
Yeah, I mean, I've left, for the most part, I've left him, because he's an artist and he's a landscape architect in his own garden landscape. So I've left the design element up to him, and he came up with a first sort of draft of what he envisioned. And we've sort of moved in that direction, but we've been limited mainly by funds from the beginning. So we take whatever little amount of money we get, raising money to start certain elements, and also a lot of donated resources. So we had some leftover construction materials from even in the botanical gardens, and Paul allowed us to use those. So we started with like a little bridge that we've made, a stone bridge, and then a little pond nearby, and then some simple planting of some shrubs and bamboo and a couple trees. So we've taken these sort of little steps, and then I did a first round of like a fundraising campaign online, which was through Indiegogo. I think it's been actually 2.5 years since I last did. And so we raised a little bit of money through that, and we're able to start doing pathways. We've used used roof tiles of different types, clay roof tiles, and that's becoming more of an artistic sort of expression with our pathways and with various parts of the garden. And so now we're able to do, we were able to do a little bit more. And we've had some donations from some Orovillians as well, which has been very nice. And so now we're at the level where we can do a lot of little things, but we also have these bigger features which cost quite a bit more, which is this, the central feature of the garden is the, what Jyoti calls this pavilion of silent reflection, which is basically like a tea house or a tea,
silent tea house. But the tea would be served there?
Well, I mean, ideally what it would be is a small little center for little activities also, for cultural activities, tea ceremony, but also from not just Japan, but from other Asian countries as well. But also like a meditative, shady place for people to enjoy the garden.
So that tea silent pavilion would be a centerpiece?
That's really the focal center point in the garden.
Okay.
So that's a big portion of what we need funds now. We have not started that at all. Then there is also a larger sort of stone garden, which is more of large boulders. We've had some smaller boulders already placed in parts of the garden, but we have a whole section which would be kind of considered the, in Japanese gardens, there's many different varieties and ways and styles. And one of those is like the dry garden, where it's all stones and pebbles, and maybe some little bit of green, but very little. It's mainly that stones mimic the water and mimic nature. And so we'll have one section which is meant to be a dry stone garden. And so that will be also a big feature that we have not really begun. And part of that is also a wall, which is a very low wall, which is like an aesthetic feature to provide a backdrop against which these stones are being revealed. So what we have is a tile. We have the same tiles that we use for the pathway, this orange-red clay tiles, and we would like to do a wall with that, basically, with those tiles. So that's another feature that's quite quite important, but also a bit expensive for us to.
In total, how big is this garden? Or how big it would be?
The size? Yeah, it's already, the borders are already marked out. I can't say if it would be maybe half an acre or maybe 1 acre at the most. It's hard.
How many square meters is that?
Yeah, I have no idea, to be quite
honest. Like labyrinth or bigger than labyrinth?
Oh, it's bigger than the labyrinth, yeah. It's about 2 times the size of the labyrinth or the maze.
No, we can imagine that.
The maze itself.
And where is this position in the botanical garden itself? On which part?
It's actually right next to the labyrinth and the maze. To the left side, if you're facing the entrance ways to the labyrinth and maze, it's to the left. And there's also just nearby the
opposite of orchid.
Yeah, the orchid house and the ornamental garden. It's right in that same area.
You and Jyoti are working yourself physically on the garden, or you have workers to do that, whatever you plan out?
Jyoti has mainly just been sort of the sort of brains, the design person, and he comes on site sometimes when we need to make decisions. And we kind of talk together, and I make suggestions also, whether it's for plants or for other ideas or alternatives. He doesn't really do the physical work. He doesn't have so much time for that. I think originally he wanted to, but he's now busy with the baby and Matra Mandir and other projects. So, but I have done myself a lot of the physical work. I would say 80%, something like that, maybe a little bit less than, but then all the other rest of the work I get from volunteers. I haven't paid any workers to do, other than some of the botanical garden workers sort of bringing some of the materials we need, or we get donated, then we have that help. But for the most part, the actual work on the ground is just myself and any volunteers that come.
It's a difference, no? If you put your hands, so to speak, in it, no?
Yeah.
Or if you just...
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a big part of why I kind of like doing it better that way, rather than giving paid work, which is a very different spirit and a different feeling and consciousness behind that. to have people who are really truly interested in it and love the work and want to be involved in it, then it brings a different consciousness into that work. And so for me, that's an important part of the project. At the same time, I will have to say that there's certain parts of the project I will not be able to do because I'm not trained well enough, like building a tea pavilion. I don't have that kind of construction expertise.
That is not garden, that is a construction, right?
Yes, these kind of things, foundation work, you know, it has to be really well done and precise. And while I have done a little experience with that kind of stuff in cement and woodwork, I wouldn't trust myself to do that kind of quality. I can be a help to the person there, and we can get volunteers as much involved as possible. But I think at some point with certain things, we will have to have some paid labor.
Is there in that concept of the garden a special play of elements, like you said dry garden stones, and then you mentioned a pond, yeah?
Mm.
You mentioned a pathways. I imagine that it's probably also like a lush, greeny stuff, or...
Again, I'm by far not the expert. Jyoti is really the one to know. But what I've read and what I've understood is that there's always this kind of proportion that you're looking at, is how much green, how it's placed in relation to the stone areas, and how it's also relating to the water bodies and the flow of water. And all of it has a lot of symbolism. It's always, usually Japanese gardens are basically like mimicking nature, but on a smaller scale. It's like taking the mountains that we see in the forests,
like,
and just kind of...
Like bonsai?
Yeah, and in some cases bonsai, but kind of bringing it into a closer space, but to mimic what you might see outside. So using stones almost often like they would be mountains.
Water flow of rivers...
Yeah,
and bridges,
and all of these elements are, of course, there are many symbolic elements even more than I can really express. And all of these is something that I kind of let Jyoti sort of look at and see. But I don't understand myself enough to speak of it. But it's something that we are including in the garden. We have, like I said, one section will be a dry garden. Mm. And so there will be no sort of, usually in those gardens, you don't have a water body nearby, and there's very little green, but that's one section. But then the other section, which is sort of, there's a border between these section, at least maybe invisible border, but it's an ideal border, that where then we have this sort of bridge pathway. We've already have green placed in, we have stones, limestone and granite stone. And we have this small pond, which is we just finished. And so also there are plants growing through that in there. And all of these features are sort of complementing and being placed in the right sort of way to make
right
it
position.
Harmonious. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I knew more about how to do that. And that's part of the reason why I'm interested in seeing how it's done myself. But I just usually step back and let it kind of unfold.
But if somebody comes down to botanical garden, it can already see a path, right? It can see a pond, some trees, some shrubs, no?
Yeah, yeah. There's already a border shrub at the very entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pathway begins, and the pathway is progressing pretty well. We got a pretty big section, I would say at least half or more. Maybe a little bit more. And then the bridge is completed, and that's there in the pond, one small pond. And yeah, we have trees, we have a lot of stuff lying around that's ready to be sort of moved and positioned, but
placed in, yeah.
We're just waiting for the right time when the work can be done.
What kind of trees did you plant it?
Well,
other things?
The first tree we planted was a realization, actually, in the far corner. It has kind of a nice shape, and it likes to kind of create very often these sort of nice it's not just a vertical tree. It kind of goes up with limbs that kind of eventually can come more horizontal and then grow up. So we like, in Japanese gardens, you often see these kind of very particularly shaped trees, and some of them are done very, they're done by pruning and training them in that way, while other species, they actually grow very much like that. And so we were looking for trees and other things that would be similar in some ways to what you find in a Japanese garden, because here we don't have the same species of plants that will survive here.
It's a completely different climate,
yeah, different climate. So, but we do have trees that are similar. So we planted in another place. We planted Cassia javanica, which is mother's name is Psychic Work, and that is actually very a bit similar. The flower is pinkish white to the cherry tree. So
True.
we'll have that right at the front
We don't have
entrance.
cherry trees.
Yeah, we have some cherry trees like the Singapore cherry, but they're not quite the same. They're not the same flower. They don't really look the same. So we have that. We have some other, smaller shrubs that actually grow similar, like Taberna montana, which is mental purity. They grow in these sort of just nice ball. That's how they grow naturally. And it looks, again, similar to something you'd find in a Japanese garden. So we've grown that, some black bamboo, some Buddha bamboo, some just some normal shrubs. So we have many different species, and we have more that we want to bring in. But at the moment, a lot of the structural features have to go in before doing the planting.
Continue.
So we have to get the pathways and the stones and these kind of things before all the final stuff, little details can be done.
On which we can see and we can donate, yeah. And how much you actually? What is your target for with this fundraising campaign in this goal?
Well, to be to complete the whole garden, really, we need about $10,000, which is around, I would say, 7 lakhs rupees. So the little tea hut pavilion is around 3 lakhs alone. And then the stone garden is about 2 to 2.5 lakh. Then we have other elements that we need a little bit more funding for the rest of the pathway and ponds. But in this round, the last time I always just put this is what we need, and whatever comes, I
You
just
work
keep
with
putting
that.
the word out, and we work with whatever comes until again we need. This time I decided to do the fundraising through GoFundMe. It's GoFundMe.com, because a lot if you do an other site, Indiegogo, it's a temporary campaign that goes for 45 days, 30 to 30 days, 45 days, and then it stops and then it's finished. And the
So
GoFundMe allows you to just keep the project up, the campaign up, until and you can continue to raise money for however you need, long you need. So that's what I've done, is put this campaign up, and we'll just sort of regularly kind of request funds when we need. And there's many different sources I'm trying to sort of reach out to, not just in Oroville here, but
outside of
people that I know outside, and writing emails and all of that. So, but
So how far did you reach all those 10,000 in so far?
oh, we haven't. We in the first campaign or the first yeah the first campaign Indiegogo, we raised about $1,000, and then we had, in addition to that, maybe up to a 2,000, another $1,000. So total, we've raised about $2,000. But the original quote or estimate for the whole garden was around 13,500. So we're trying to, we've gotten some donation of like materials, so we're hoping that maybe around $10,000. Right now we're about $300 on. I've just really started this new campaign, so we're at about $300, and we'll see. I'm
So
still.
whoever listen, it's really welcome to donate.
Yes.
In the text you will see also the links.
Yes, we
And
appreciate
we'll
any
boost
amount
the
of support, even if it's $5, $10, any amount really helps us. The more we can, more people that participate, it's better.
What
So,
about the visitors or those who volunteer with you? What is their response or reaction to what are you doing?
yeah, I mean, I get a lot of people who really who come in to volunteer or are guests, and they're really supportive and they're positive, and they like often very often they want to help out in some way. For this garden right now, the stage is usually a lot of heavy work in the full sun, so many people can't do a whole lot here in the climate that we have. But I do get volunteers. I have a couple now that are actually helping quite a bit, and but a lot of this is digging and moving soil and
Now it will be a little bit easier when monsoon starts. It's at least digging will be easier, no?
Digging's easier. Moving wheelbarrows though is
It's a heavy part.
not so easy because it sinks into the ground when you try to go. But no, I welcome people who want to come. I mean, we have little jobs like weeding, and we have pruning, and we have little, things. Then we have bigger things to come along that need to be done. So there's always little things that people can help out with, even if it's for just a little bit of time.
So
But yeah.
also the audience are welcome to come and participate with the
Sure.
physical work
Sure, yeah.
in,
Aurelians,
let's
any.
say, in leisure hours
Yeah.
if somebody is here.
Well, I'm generally we were working there in the mornings. In the afternoons, I'm actually doing more of the fundraising side, trying to do the online work. So at least at this time. So, but in general, I mean, if people are interested in helping, I'm pretty flexible to see what works out. And
Cool.
I mean, if people can't donate also, in terms of money, there's other ways that they can also support, and that is just to share the information. It's actually almost more important, because for online campaigns, the more you share it on Facebook and
More
Twitter
successful
and
it is.
social media, and the more often, then the more response you get and the more exposure you get. So that's another way. Or to even if they have people that they think in mind may be interested in this, they love gardens or they love Japanese gardens, and if they think I should contact them personally, then I'm more than welcome, happy to send an email or to contact people to talk more about the project and see what comes.
No, thank you so much. All the
Yeah,
best.
thank you very much. I
And I
appreciate
believe that
your
it's gonna be materialized when the year comes around
Yeah,
with the full.
it will all happen as it's meant to happen. It's already been 3 years almost, and will continue until it's finished.
Until it's finished,
Yeah.
yeah. Thank you.